Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Let your light shine. Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before everyone that they may observe your godly walk and glorify your heavenly Father. That is something that we should devote ourselves always to. Since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, there has been darkness in the world that only God can shine through. And in these last days, no matter how dark the night might be, no matter how much sin may abound, the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ shines bright and true as we allow it to shine and beam and illuminate and draw men to the light. Are we living in such a way that the message we give beckons people to come to the light? Or do we say one thing and do another? In order for our words to have meaning, we have to have a behavior, a walk that is consistent with the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And then when we have that walk that is consistent with what the Lord wants us to have, the words that we speak will have more meaning. They will have an appeal that perhaps they've never had before. I have to confess that sometimes it's difficult to share the gospel because we are overcome by the sin and strife in our life. We have allowed the things of the world to creep in so much that our light doesn't shine as bright as it used to. It does not shine as bright as it should. And this is why the message that Jesus gave there, the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, he wants our light to shine in such a way that everyone will see that light. And they, as they observe that light, and they see the walk that we walk, that they will come to the light and be able to glorify our Heavenly Father as their Heavenly Father. The question I leave with us all, how bright is our light shining for the Lord? Heavenly Father, as we look at this and consider this penetrating question, I pray that our light might shine more brightly than it has for many, many years. That in these last days, no matter how dark and no matter how dismal things might seem, the light of the glorious gospel of Christ might shine brightly and draw men to the light. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.